Hey everyone, this is episode 29 and we're going to talk about transformation today and appreciating all that we have and not waiting until it's gone. So we're going to call this episode 29, Live Each Day As If It Were the Last Moment Here. Well, that's probably a long episode title, but hey, it works. So we're going to go with it. Before I go into that, though, I do have to kind of put a somber, actually not kind of, it is a somber note, and I want to make sure that it's very respectful to what I'm saying and how I say it. But basically, there's a video. I haven't followed this person before, but on TikTok that I came across. And it's a little girl, and her name, ironically, is Ava, which is my youngest's name as well. And this little girl, I believe she's 2. She has passed. And her mom put a video of her last video of her singing the Barney song, I Love You. I love you, you love me. That one. And she was battling cancer, stage 4 cancer, childhood cancer. And it has put this perspective for me. Because of, obviously when I first saw it, I was in tears and I cried and I still can't believe it. I don't know this little girl personally, but any mom who sees a child going through cancer, even if it's a video, like, you don't want to see that at all because it's uncomfortable. It's sad. It's disheartening, you know, but it's the reality that many families go through. And a lot of people know that have followed me that I've also raised funds before for Addison. And she is also she's a young girl battling cancer. This is one thing that even intuitively, spiritually, no matter where you're at as far as faith, it's never a pill that can be digested. It's never something that you are able to really fully understand. And I don't know what words I could give to anyone that is going through that, except that I am praying for you and I hope that these prayers can be enough and that love and light and guidance can be enough for you. And I know it's not enough until you hear the words that your child is cancer free. I again cannot imagine what any mom is going through that has a child that is battling cancer, but I send my love and my condolences to the mom of Ava. And I wish I had her name here that I could give to you guys. I will put it in the show notes so that way if she does later post that she needs help with funds or something, that could be something that we can at least give to her to help with any costs that she needs to pay. So this literally just happened like 2 days ago. So I don't know. And again, I just barely started following her journey and went back to previous videos that she posted, and she's I believe the little girl has been battling this disease for quite some time. Sometimes I get asked when I've done some readings of, you know, people suffering things and going through sickness and diseases and illnesses, and I too have lost people to cancer. I know people that it has directly affected me that had cancer. So I get that. I've never known a child to have cancer, and I hope and pray to God that I never ever have to. But just the fact that I seen this little girl it was dear to my heart to share this, because I don't know if she's gonna, her mom might need some type of help later, and I hope that, you know, whatever way we can be there for her, that we can come as moms, as a community for her. So I wanted to share that before I get into today's episode. And today's episode is inspired by Ava and transformation and how I began this journey. I think I've always had this gift, which I've shared before, of tapping in intuitively and being able to feel spirit and feel energy around me since I was a child. But because of my own trauma and things that I was going through, I literally slept in my parents' bed until I was like in high school, because I was afraid. I'd always get woken up at certain times, which mostly was around like 2:30, 3 a.m. in the morning. And sometimes I would feel this light energy, which felt good. It felt warm. It felt loving. And I could feel like it was a loved one. And then there was a dark energy, a heavy energy that just felt like they shouldn't be there. And it was someone that now I might understand it as they weren't crossed over yet, kind of just hanging about. So I say this because I want to share my transformation, as well as for people that might feel like they have this gift. You want to make sure that you always ground, shield, and protect your energy and yourself and your family if you feel called to do this type of work as a light worker and an intuitive. I haven't yet so much done loved ones. I do get loved ones coming through, like their energy I could feel, but I haven't got where to the point where I can recognize their names or like know exactly who it is yet. It's more like a grandmother energy I could feel, or sometimes a mom. One time I got an uncle, like, and it kind of just pops in my head. I see visuals, and then I also hear, like, in my mind almost like a thought. And sometimes I will hear a song on the radio, or I'll turn on music to kind of hear, like, see what the title is of the song, and that sometimes gives me the message I need to give. So there's different tools, I guess I would say, that I use to be able to kind of understand the message that I'm supposed to give. And like I said, I know I've had this gift since childhood, but I shoved it away. And then high school, I was going through some stuff too when I lost my cousin. And then I met my husband. And when I had lost my cousin, though, I had went away from my faith in God, and I was just really angry. I was self-harming, and I just wasn't in a good place. I didn't respect myself. I thought that, you know, I had to get teenage boys to look at me a certain way when I was a teenager, and that was the only way that anyone would like me. I never did anything with them. My husband was my first, and he was the one that I like just fell in love with. And it was because, honestly, we had talked for hours prior to meeting. We got to know each other before we even saw each other, so it wasn't a physical thing. It was, we liked each other for our personalities, and we vibed with each other. And even though we're complete opposites, like, he's a Capricorn, I'm a Cancer, we're not horoscope match made, if you want to go like that. So, sorry, this little stinker bug is being trouble, so I keep fidgeting. So when I met my husband, though, he was attending church with his family, and so he asked me to go too, and I decided to go back. And then from there, I went to a Christian university and graduated with my journalism degree, and writing was just always ingrained in me. So I know that I'm meant to write and to share my story more, but I also am called to share intuitively my light work and my calling. Like, I feel like I have a couple callings. Like, to be a mom is my biggest calling, to share my motherhood journey, and then also to share spiritually what I've learned and how I'm growing, how I'm transforming, how I'm evolving, and this whole spiritual awakening. So that is part of it. And then through the gift of writing, being able to write down what I feel, what I'm going through, and to share my perspective so maybe I could help others. I don't want to digress. I usually go on tangents. So that's kind of how that portion of my life came about. And then as I got older, I was kind of journeying around. I worked at different jobs. I worked at Lowe's. I worked at ITT Tech. I was, you know, trying to get people to enroll in school. I wasn't cut out for it because I got reprimanded a couple times. The fact that I wasn't enrolling anybody. So I literally did not enroll anybody. So I probably lasted there a couple months. And then at Lowe's, I was there for a while. And I worked in customer service. And I also worked at a pizza place. And then I found my way to a corporate job. And that's when I stayed there for 6.5 years and recently resigned, which I've shared in my previous podcast. And from the moment I started there, though, I kind of knew this was not my position. Yes, I was doing exactly what I went to school for, writing, and I was happy about that. But I also knew that this was a whole new, like, corporate and creativity. I don't know if they always go hand in hand. I'm sure they can, but for me, it didn't work there. There wasn't a lot of freedom of expression. There wasn't really like a lot of type of the way that you wanted to share stories from employees or people around, you know, like it's gotten better, I would say, since I started, but it just wasn't for me. And I really wanted it to work out because financially wise, it was great. Benefit wise, it was great. I was not happy. And aside from, yeah, suck it up, you know, buttercup. But at the same time, it wasn't just that. I wasn't respected. I wasn't appreciated by my superiors. And I just felt really undervalued, especially when I had my firstborn. I came back from maternity leave, and there was just a lot of snide comments and things that were not any benefit to me and would leave me in tears every day because I was so miserable being there. When I had my secondborn, it was even more so. And then COVID hit, and I stayed home for a while, working from home. And then it was hard to work at home with toddlers, but hey, we all did it, right? We all had to do what we had to do. And then it got to a point again where I got pregnant with my third, and I was like, you know what? Like, I'm not going to do this no more. I went to the hospital due to stress. And then after that, and comments again were made, I was like, nope, I'm not doing this. So I had a long talk with my husband. But, you know, financially, again, I had to make the decision, like, what am I going to do? I was still on disability. My maternity leave had ended, but my medical leave of absence had began. And backtrack a little bit, though. When I got pregnant with my baby, or actually, I'm sorry, when she was about to come, my husband had transitioned to a new job. And luckily it came when it all came to fruition, because thank God, and you know, whatever you believe in, universe, higher power, Mother Earth, like, thank the Lord. It all came to fruition where he got the job that he always kind of dreamt of but didn't know of yet. You know, it's funny how things work out that way. You know, you have your mindset on one thing and then just like life throws all these things and chaos at you, and then you see the bigger picture and the light at the end of the tunnel. So he got that, and it made it easier for me to make the decision that I wanted to stay home. So when I was denied my claim for long-term disability, I decided, well, there's no point in staying any longer since, you know, we've been debating and going back and forth, and now we decide, like, I'm going to stay home, and there's no, financially wise, I'm not getting anything from them anymore. And I was like, you know what, it's time. So we made the choice, we made the decision. So instead of letting my time keep going, because my therapist had put me out for longer, I just decided to put in my notice. I didn't want to give 2 weeks because I was like, you know what, I'm done. Like, I don't have 2 weeks to give. I have my kids. Like, I don't have 2 weeks to even go in, and they really didn't pay me the same respect. So I felt like it was time. So I left on a high note, though, and I thanked, you know, those that were really supportive of me, and they were happy for me, genuinely, and you could tell. And I hope that they get to decide to do their dream, whether if it means to stay where they're at or to, like, move in different positions or write that book that they want, you know, be a life coach, a speaker, whatever it is. I hope that they are able to find their transformation period. That was my transformation right there. My transformation was leaving a position that I was terrified to leave because I was attached to it financially. I was attached to it that I was always in fear of going back, and I was always had such big anxiety of going back. And this time, walking out those doors for the last time was so liberating, and it felt good. Now, am I telling everyone to go quit their jobs? No. But if you are not aligned with where you're at, if it's not working for you, even if you went to school for it, maybe you're being called to find something that works for you that maybe is out of your comfort zone. Because if we learn anything from people that are affected by cancer, childhood cancer, or losing loved ones, or COVID, whatever it is, everyone's lost someone. And we know that life is too short, and we say it all the time. But when are we going to realize it to the point that we realize that if we say life is too short, then what are we going to do about it? Sitting here talking about it does absolutely freaking nothing. But actually doing and taking that step in honor of the loved ones that you have lost, that have passed, and doing what they want for you. They want you to be happy. They want you to strive for the best. They don't want you to continuously live in pain and place blame on yourself or guilt or the what ifs or whatever it is that you hold on you. They don't want that for you. They want you to be happy. They want you to experience joy. They want you to experience life. As my cousin once said, oh, I just got the chills. He said, do you know that you're alive? Do you know that you're living? Because at one point, I stopped feeling. I was numb. I felt nothing. I didn't care. I just was just numb. And this was with me and two beautiful children that I already had. And it took a long road and long journey. It had nothing to do with my kids. It had nothing to do with the stress of motherhood. Not wanting to feel numb and not caring. Not that part. Yes, I had postpartum depression. Yes, I had postpartum anxiety. And that had to do with the stresses of motherhood. That. but not caring. The not caring came from just so much going on inside of me, so much turmoil that was happening, so much people that had just left and decided to not be there no more, that I let so many things that were out of my control affect me, that I decided that I just didn't want to care no more. It was easier to not care than to feel. And when you stop not feeling, when you don't feel no more, that is very dangerous. Because you start just really, like, I cared about my kids. I cared about everyone else. But when it came to me, I didn't want to feel no more. I just did not want to feel no more. And therapy, support group, my parents, my husband, without them and my children, like, I don't know where I would be. Without that wake-up call from my spirit guys, my spirit team, my cousin, my grandma Helen, and my soul sister Julia, like, I don't know where I would be. Without my grandpas that passed recently, like, I don't know where I would be. And they tell me, you'd be here. You are stronger than you think. You can do all of it. We're just here to support you. But we don't want to believe that because we're, our human selves, our ego, tells us that we're not good enough, that we cannot do this, that we don't have these gifts. If we start believing in ourselves though more and start realizing that we do have a tribe, we do have a support system, then we can do the unstoppable. And that does not mean that when we lose people that we cannot grieve. No, we have to go through these emotions. That's part of living. That's part of our human selves. That's part of our experience. But remember this. We are not humans living a soul experience. No. We are souls living a human experience. Yes. What does that mean? What does that mean? It means that we are, our bodies are just vessels. That's all it is. We came here to learn lessons. We came here to level up in a sense. We are growing. We are ascending. We are awakening each and every day. If you allow it. If you let the light shine in. But if you hold on to that darkness, if you hold on to that negativity, that glass half empty, all those things, then you won't be able to see the other side of things. Again, feel those feelings, go through those thoughts, but then release them. Let them go because they don't serve you. They're not for your benefit. We are not our traumas. We are not what happened to us. We are what we make of ourselves moving forward. So, am I expert? No freaking way. Am I some PhD person? No. And all power to you for going to school, because I would have not gone to school that many years. I just know myself. But I am doing schooling. It's called school and life. And my experiences and things that I've gone through, my adversities and things that have challenged me, have made me a person where I feel that I can talk about spirituality. I can talk about postpartum depression, anxiety. I can talk about childhood trauma, sexual abuse, and molestation, and all those things that have affected me. I can talk about losing people. I can talk about cancer that has affected loved ones for me. I cannot talk about things I have not experienced, and therefore I will bring guests that can talk about things they have experienced. Like I've had a person that was a surrogate for, I believe, 8 kids. Not obviously at one time, but I have talked to someone who made a book, Amanda Soria, about Perfect As You Are, talking about kids with different disabilities and how other children can appreciate differences, but also know the uniqueness and how that everyone is perfect just as they are. That's the way, you know, God made us all unique and all different, but we all have a heart inside that beats. And we have to remember that there's lessons we learn in life for a reason. If they keep repeating and there's repetition in them and things being mirrored to us through either the lesson or through our children, it is something that needs to be broken, a cycle that needs to be broken. It is a transformation period. It is something that we need to work through ourselves and help grow from it, evolve. So, yes, transformation is a big one because it's like that period where you're not yet there, but you're going through it and trying to get through it, and you're almost there, and you can taste it, and you can feel it, but it's not yet there. You can get through it. You will get through this. You will survive this. Each day at a time. One baby step at a time. You will get through this. And to end this, because I don't want to keep it ongoing, I am going to do a reading for the collective. And I ask that this podcast resonates with those that really truly need to hear it. Because life is so beautiful. Your life matters. And there's people that need you. There's people that love you. It's not the end. One day we will meet our loved ones again. And it's about creating heaven on earth. Okay. So, creating heaven on earth and soul family is the two cards that came. This is a Work Your Light Oracle deck from Rebecca Campbell. So, creating heaven on earth is exactly as it sounds. It's already happening. We're already feeling it. It's just that seeing past all the doom and gloom that is shown on the news, that is reported, all those things. Please use discernment when you hear things, when you read things, when you see things. You know, use discernment. And also, focus on what you can control and what things that you can't control and are out of your control. Please just let it go. Focus on what is you need to move forward for love and light and to spread that love and light. Because there is heaven on earth. There is light workers still here. But when you don't turn on the light, all you see is darkness. And that's kind of similar to the quote from Harry Potter. So shout out to Harry Potter. What's the author? Ah, I can't remember right now. But you're gonna get your fingers. Okay. The other card that I pulled is soul family. So while you're creating heaven on earth, this is to find your tribe. Who are you just vibing with? The energy is right. You're feeling it. They feel you. They're there for you. It's not a one-sided. It's an unconditional friendship. Your tribe. Call in your tribe. You don't have to do it alone. You don't. And you are not alone. Again, look up that podcast. You are not alone. So, birthing a new age, birthing new creations, dreaming a new world into being. We have such power of our minds that it's unbelievable. Manifestation is so powerful, but it works both ways. So, if you are constantly thinking about negative thoughts, and why does this always happen to me, and why me, and what's going to happen next, those kind of thoughts are going to be put into the universe and going to be reciprocated. This does not mean that, you know, we're also in this episode we're talking about loved ones passing and things like that. It doesn't mean that you're going to hurt somebody by putting that out, but your mind is powerful. So think of it this way. There's been people that have gone through stuff and then they think like their negative thoughts keep controlling them so much that then they find out that they get sick and it comes out of the blue. I'm not saying again that that always happens. This is not one size fits all scenario, but it does happen where your power remind of the suggestive thoughts and those negative thoughts and thinking and constantly goes. It's not like you're casting a spell. It's just that your mind is so powerful. The universe fills energy frequencies. Our energy that we send out gets reciprocated to us. So if we're going to think negative things about other people, also you can potentially put that negative thought where it does come where, like, for instance, one point I was having negative thoughts when I was going through postpartum depression really bad about that, what if I got in a car accident and I didn't want to go to work. And I actually did get in a car accident twice in 1 week. Someone rear-ended me twice in 1 week. And I kept putting that thought out there and I was like, okay, well, that's kind of freaky scary, you know? Like, I kept thinking to myself, if I just, you know, didn't have to go to work. But on the flip end of that, I had cousins that passed in car accidents. So for me to want to think like that was very dangerous, because your mind is powerful and you can put those things into the universe. And it might not always be exactly what you thought, but it could be similar and it could be catastrophic. So please be careful when you are putting that negative energy out there. On the flip side, manifestation can be positive. It could be light. It could be beautiful. It could be an amazing thing. And when we pay it forward, when we give back to other people, that is kindness, an amazing thing. And it's part of the human experience. It's part of growth. It's part of evolving, being the better person, you know, things like that. Focusing on what you can control and what's in front of you, and spreading that love and light. So birthing a new age is about dreaming a new world into being. Okay, what does that mean exactly? Let's turn to our notes here. So often our path is exactly the one that we don't feel prepared to walk it anyway. Often what is rising feels far bigger than we could possibly hold, be a container for it anyway. Often our creations seem to have a wild, uncontrollable consciousness of their own, birth them anyway. Often what is ours to do is the very thing that most intimidates us, be courageous and do it anyway. We are birthing a new age. Right now we're in a transition period between ages, in the process of allowing the old cycle to fall away and a new to rise. Like driving in the fog and trusting the road will appear ahead, we need to release old identities and ways that no longer serve us, using our intuition as a compass. So this is the guidebook from Rebecca Campbell. Again, Work Your Light Oracle Deck. I don't want to read all of it, but that's basically what this card means. Is if you dream it, you believe in it, you can make it happen. Okay, so she says to hold a card on your heart, and you can say this with me. I am open to surrendering to the creations that are wanting to be birthed through me. May I be of service in a way that delights my mind, body, and soul. Please use me. Please lead me. And please show me the way. So I hope this podcast episode, like I said, speaks to you and that you're able to see the transformation inside of you. Because again, I try to think when I get upset or things bother me throughout the day, how little that is, because one day I'm not going to be here. And I don't know what that moment is. But I want to live each day as if it were my last moment, because you don't know when it is. And I don't know how long I'm going to be here. So I instill in my daughters to not take things for granted and try to love each other hard, because at the end of the day, their sisters are always going to be their sisters, and they have to always have each other's back, always dream, always support one another, and understand that we are all on this journey together. Ava, please don't get hurt, girlfriend. She's playing with this box right here. So, any last messages? I'm asking Spirit. There's any last messages before I leave that I need to share? Okay, so last one that they tell me is basically trust your gut, trust your intuition, and what is it telling you? Where are you being led? Where are you being guided to do? And that, just take that first step. All you need to do is just take that first baby step. And let the rest fall into place as you go. Each thing will be guided. And I ask that Spirit guide you, and that you are open-minded, that signs come to you the way that you need to see them. So that way you understand them, you feel them, and you know which way is the right path for you that you're being led to. And remember, there really is no wrong path, because if you feel it's a wrong path, there's probably a lesson in it. So just know that you will be definitely guided. And on that note, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Have a good day. What? You can't get the box. Say bye. Say bye. Say bye. Say bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay, bye. Thank you for listening to this episode. Please leave feedback and let me know what topics you would like to talk about next. I'm excited to keep this journey with you, and thank you for listening to Hello Gorgeous Mama.